We could probably just, we'll land on Francis and that'll be just fine.
All right, here we go. Hey everybody, it's Jeff and Don. First time ever here, got a little bit of a coda to one of our episodes. For those that have listened to episode 3 of season 4 already, you heard me reference at the end that we know we didn't even get to everything that we wanted to talk to. And specifically, as we talked about conversion and the connection back to the Lord's Prayer on the very specific portion of the Lord's Prayer that talks about who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Okay, we spent all of episode 3, and this is my fault as the little tour guide here, just talking about the first part, really, the who art in heaven. And so, Don, you know, I just want us to touch on a little bit of the second part, the hallowed be thy name, because I think for all of us who have prayed it so many times out loud or in our hearts, oftentimes we might look at that snippet, hallowed be thy name, as just an acknowledgement of like, oh yeah, and you're holy, Lord, you know. But that's not really what we're talking about here as it relates to conversion, is it?
Right, and in the context of our topic of conversion, mm-hmm. right, that we're turning toward God, the hallowed be thy name is the church says it's optative, meaning it's aspirational, that your name would be holy, that we would experience holiness. And what's wonderful about Pope Francis's teaching is he puts it right on us. Mm. He says, you know, so long as we're at war, so long as we're in a state of sinfulness, so long as we, you know, are struggling with our own humanity and our own weaknesses, God's name is not hallowed.
Mm-hmm.
So that your name would be holy puts it back on us too, that we would participate in that holiness.
Yeah.
So that's very powerful. And again, back to the theme of turning toward God, hallowed be thy name, is why we risk, why the church says that we dare to say,
mm-hmm.
because we're inviting God now into our lives and we're committing to a conversion that we would turn toward
him. Yeah, and even by saying that, by saying, by referencing his name, we're also maybe by default putting ourselves into position as well. You know, hallowed be your name, okay? Not my name. So we're immediately putting ourselves in that position of conversion, you know, and conversion of heart.
Right.
To God.
Right. And in contemporary society, especially on social media, we see the acronym OMG.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And if you watch any of those reconstruction or renovation programs, oh my God. Oh my God. People come in and they say that right away. Listen mm-hmm. for that. It's like, if you're saying, oh my God, because your toilet got fixed or your kitchen got renovated or you've got a new roof or a paint job, what are you saving when you actually see the Lord?
Mm, wow. Yeah.
So it can get really slippery and we can start, it becomes normative to be careless about that. But when we say, hallowed be thy name, we're acknowledging the holiness of God and the holiness of one another. And it's an invitation.
Ah, excellent. All right. Well, there's your little addendum, everybody. Thank you, Don, for coming back and helping us put a little bow on that. And thank you all for listening to the Song Rock Echoes podcast.